Good morning and welcome to Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. As always, we begin our time together by setting the intention with Naturally 7 and Let It Be.
Lord, I pray for this day we come together, that our hearts and our minds reflect you.
To applaud you for taking the next 45 minutes or so to just let it be. To step away from the busyness of doing, to just be. To join with others as we link hearts and minds across the airwaves, knowing that we are connecting and communing with that infinite intelligence that is everywhere present at every point in space and time. There is nowhere where the Holy of Holies is not. And I like to keep re-emphasizing, because in moments of distress or despair, we forget that right where we are, God is. And all that God is right where we are. That infinite power, that intelligence, that divine guidance is ever present. When we can tune out and turn away from whatever it is that is distressing or distracting us and realign with the source of all that is the truth of our being, God in us as us. And we continue with our series, The 12 Things God Cannot Do. And the fourth is that God's intent and power cannot be stopped. It cannot be thwarted. It cannot be overthrown, overcome, or overridden. And I want to kick off with the sacred texts, of which I have a few, that speak to this as we get into the fourth thing God cannot do. In Isaiah 14:27, it says, His sacred hand is stretched out, and who can turn it back? Job 42:2 says, Then Job answered the Lord and said, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Proverbs 21:30, There is no wisdom, no insight, no plan that can succeed against the Lord. Proverbs 19:21, Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. Isaiah 43:13, Indeed, before the day was, I am He, and there is no one who can deliver out of my hand. I work, and who will reverse it? And finally, Proverbs 21:30. There is no wisdom or understanding or counsel against the Lord. I wanted to share all of these texts and not omit any, because each of those writers knew of the infallibility and the fact that God and his purpose for you cannot be overturned, cannot be stopped, cannot be thwarted, because there is no one or no thing that can do so. We only have to reflect on some of the well-knowns in the Bible to see that what these sacred texts speak to is true. For example, we know that when God decided to deliver the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, nothing that the Pharaoh did could thwart those plans, could stop those plans, could overturn those plans. For every time that Moses presented the declaration to let the people go, and Pharaoh refused, he would bring a different plague to show the power of God. Finally, when he relented, he still pursued them. But God's plans could not be stopped or thwarted, and the Red Sea was parted and the children of Israel crossed over. We know that with the birth of Christ, the angel Gabriel announced to Mary that she was going to be with child, even though she had not consummated her marriage to Joseph. And when the wise men appeared before Herod to say, "Where is the child that we may worship?" Herod had already made up his mind to kill the child. But God's plan cannot be thwarted, and he revealed to Joseph in a dream to take the child and the mother and go to Egypt and remain there until it was safe to return. And my favorite is Joseph, who I've shared many times with you. Joseph, to me, is one of the great examples of no matter what has happened to us, no matter what is transpiring, no matter what is going on, God's plan for you cannot be thwarted. Joseph dreamed that God was favored, had favored him, and that all his family, his brothers would bow down. And when he revealed the dream, the brothers were jealous and envious, to the point where they took Joseph and thrown him into a pit so that animals could come and kill him. But then they had a change of heart, thinking that if that was the case, it would break the heart of their father. And so they took him and sold him into slavery. And that way they felt they would no longer have his blood on their hands. And whilst he was enslaved, he worked hard and diligently for his master, who respected and could see he was favored. But the master's wife took a shine to him, took a liking to him. And when Joseph refused her advances, she falsely accused him, where he was thrown into jail, where he languished. And even in the jail, he was favored. He revealed the dreams to, I think it was a butcher and a baker. And the dreams came true, and he told them, "Remember me when you're free." But they forgot, until the king was having these nightmares and no one could explain them. And then the one that was in prison remembered and said, "There is a man in jail that could foretell dreams." And Joseph went and told the king what the dream meant. That there would be a famine on the land, and that what he needed to do to avert it for the people. And such was the wisdom of the king that he took the words of Joseph to heart and put him in charge to oversee, which he did. And eventually his brothers, the same ones that sold him into slavery, appeared before him, requesting grain for their family. And the line that always, 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 always is with me, when Joseph finally revealed himself to his brothers, he said these words, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good." You see, God's plans and God's intent for you cannot be stopped, cannot be thwarted, cannot be overturned. We can see example after example after example how that is and how that has been and how it continues to be. That God's purpose, God's will always be done. Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer to acknowledge that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus recognized and understood, even though in the Garden of Gethsemane he wished that it could be overturned, he knew that God's plan could not be stopped. God's intent could not be thwarted. And so, my beloved, the invitation this morning is to recognize for yourself, for your life, whatever it is that God has in store for you. Open up your hearts and your minds and your consciousness to know that God's will, God's purpose cannot be stopped or thwarted. My poem that I want to share with you this morning is by Deborah Ann Belker. It was inspired by Genesis 18:14, which said, "Is there anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed I will return unto thee, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son." There is nothing too hard for God to do. There isn't anything he can't perform for you. There isn't a place too tight God can't get you out of. There isn't a problem so deep he can't help you rise above. There isn't a relationship God can't save and heal. There isn't a broken heart he can't make again to feel. There isn't a single fear God can't make go away. There isn't one little doubt he can't begin to sway. There isn't a spiritual crisis God can't alleviate. There isn't a physical issue he can't regenerate. Nothing is too hard for God. There's not anything he can't do. All he needs to have is faith and trust from you. Always, I remember the words that we walk by faith and not by sight. We have to trust even though we may not see the answer to our prayers. Even though we may not see how something is going to resolve itself, how something is going to manifest, we have to keep trusting. We have to keep believing. We have to know, like the sages and prophets of old, that God's will, God's purpose cannot be stopped. I have written in my house the verse from Jeremiah that says, "I know the plans I have for you." the plans for your future, the plans for your blessings, the plans for your peace, the plans for your joy, the plans for your wholeness, the plans for your whatever it is. I have these quotes as reminders to strengthen my faith, to embolden me, to encourage me, to remind me. I often urge you to have one or two or more affirmations that can support you, that can bring you back to the remembrance when things are challenging. For each and every one of us face challenges. There is no one that is absolved from them. There is no one that can escape them. There is no one that doesn't have to meet a challenge or two as we journey through this life. Oswald Chambers says, nothing is too hard for God. No sin too difficult for his love to overcome. No failure that he cannot make into a success. We are required to keep looking beyond appearances, to remember that she who created us from the beginning of time knows what to do for our lives, that we are to trust and believe and know that God's intent, God's purpose, God's blessing for us cannot be stopped, overturned, or thwarted. My story simply says and demonstrates how God's purpose for us cannot be stopped. It said that's not what they really look like. Those 7 words were all it took to stop her. Linda was 7 years old and was spending the weekend at her grandmother's house. She and Nana had been out behind the house intending to pick raspberries, but were not having much luck when Linda had an idea. Instead of picking raspberries, she could paint a picture of the raspberry bushes. Linda and Nana went into the craft store, bought paint and a small easel, and they set it up in the yard. They painted for a while, joyfully, and when they finished, they both beamed with pride at what they had created. On the drive back home, Linda was ready to burst. She delivered the painting to her father, then waited expectantly for his reception. Then came the words, "That's not what they really look like." Heat rose immediately from the bottom of Linda's neck to her cheeks and up to her eyelids. She felt the redness and went blank. Her father, who was not cold or cruel or at all a monster, realized immediately that he had just said the first thing that came to his mind. He tried in vain to backpedal. "Oh, but you did such a great job with the grass, and I like the way you made the bushes come together." It was too late. That night, Linda snuck out of bed and threw her painting into the basement garbage, where no one would notice it among the other debris. The painting was never spoken of again. And Linda didn't pick up a paintbrush for another 36 years. At age 43, Linda came into therapy 9 months after her father's death. Words did not come so easily, and the process was full of fits and starts, but the therapeutic relationship was strong. Through opening up and playing with ideas, she tried a few different ways of expressing herself. A few times I had encouraged her to write down her thoughts and feelings, but Linda was not a writer, she was a painter, which I didn't know, and she'd forgotten. It wasn't until she told that story that she began to consider the painting again. It was not immediate or without conflict, but over time Linda ended up rediscovering a long dormant channel of self-expression. Linda recently called me to tell me that she's using her natural creative language to give form to, express, and make sense of her life. You see, it's so easy, younger, growing up, or even as we're older, to allow people's opinions, people's comments, to stop us, to block us, to thwart us. but what God has purposed for you, what is in your soul, cannot be stopped, cannot be thwarted. My Science of Mind reading is entitled Face the Unknown. The first quote is from John Allen Parlos, who says, "Uncertainty is the only certainty there is, and knowing how to live with the insecurity is the only security." And it comes from Creative Mindset, "The highest attitude of mind, from which all else springs, is one of perfect calm and absolute trust in the Spirit." The author writes, "It is impossible to get a guarantee on how life will turn out. Taking the first step in any new venture is always scary. But we really can't fail, because every experience serves us in some way. For instance, we leave a relationship but move on to a healthier one. Or we lose a job but move on to a more satisfying career." As Alan Cohen writes, "You can't learn without doing, and you can't do without learning." As Rabbi Erwin Kugler reminds us, most of our decisions in life comes from a place of uncertainty. We don't know where our decisions will lead because, as we all come to learn, uncertainty is part of the human drama. In the end, we have to act on faith. Faith that it will all work out, perhaps not as we expect, but leading us to a place of discovery and new perspective. Holmes teaches us, "Always the man who has faith in his own ability accomplishes far more than the one who has no confidence in himself. Those who have faith have great power." What can we do when fear seems to hold us back? Admit it. Feel the fear, knowing you are more than your fear. Act. Take small steps, but do something. Don't let fear stop you from living your dream. Remember the words from spiritual leader Emmett Fox. Do it trembling if you must, but do it. You see, I hold true to the belief that what God has in store for us cannot be stopped. Therefore, even in uncertainties, even with the unknown, even when you think you are not enough, not capable enough, not whatever enough, hold true to this truth. That God's plan for your life cannot be stopped, cannot be prevented, cannot be thwarted. If you haven't already, I invite you to go in within and close your eyes as we connect with the source of all that is, the ground of our being, God in us as us. As always, I like to remind you of the words of Job, who said, "It is the Spirit of God that has made me. It is the breath of the Almighty that gives me life." So as we take the next 3 deep breaths in, let us be cognizant that we are breathing in the breath of life itself. Inhale, lower the diaphragm, extend the stomach, and take in the life-giving, energizing, renewing, restorative breath of God. Hold. Gently, slowly release. Inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly. For the third and final time, inhale. Hold. Gently, slowly, release. Now affirm for yourself. I am held in the goodness of God. I know that there is no influence, either visible or invisible, other than the influence of pure spirit, acting perfectly upon all people. I know that there is no presence but love, and no power but the creative spirit, which has neither enemy nor opposite. Goodness, joy, and peace abide with me today. I believe that every affirmation I make will immediately take effect in my life. I fill every statement with joy. Therefore, I expect joyful happenings. I fill every statement with love. Therefore, I anticipate love in all relationships. I fill every statement with kindness, with tolerance, and with divine understanding. Therefore, I expect all my relationships to be harmonious. I believe with a deep inward calm that my word of faith is the execution of spiritual law in my life. I know that my word penetrates any and every unbelief in my thought. It casts out fear, removes doubts, and permits that which is enduring, perfect, and true to enter into my consciousness. I have complete conviction that my thoughts will be carried out in my experience with certainty. I have absolute reliance upon the law of good. I know that it will bring everything desirable into my experience. Today, I proclaim my divine inheritance. I am rich with the richness of God. I am strong with the power of God. I am guided by the wisdom of God. I am held in the goodness of God today. That was from 365 Signs of Mind. Take a deep breath in as we allow this powerful affirmation. affirmative words to resonate within our being. As we enter into our circle of prayer, as always, you're invited to include anything or anyone that is in need of prayer at this time. We know that God is Spirit, whose center is everywhere and circumference is nowhere. That we live, move, and have our being in the divine intelligence, omnipresence, omnipotence, omniscience. That is God. Mother, Father, God, Divine Beloved, Thou who art the absolute mystery, as we come consciously into communion with You this morning, affirming, believing, acknowledging that God's plan, God's intent, God's purpose cannot be stopped or thwarted for us, for our lives. We know that in spite of appearances or anything that seems to the contrary, that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly more than we can ask or think. For You alone know the plans that You have for us. And irregardless or irrespective of the plans we may have for ourselves, it is Your plans, it is Your will that can and must be established. Mother, Father, God, as we reflect upon those that are written about in the sacred texts, we see clearly how Your plans for each and every one could not be thwarted, irrespective of how in human terms we may have felt it was taking too long or it was too hard. Always Your words are true. Our teacher said that heaven and earth will pass away, but the word of God will abide forever. Mother, Father, God, may we hold to this truth that in spite of whatever is occurring in our lives, to us, for us, or even if we think it is against us, may we come back to this truth. That whatever God has planned for us, it cannot be stopped. Whatever is Your intent for our lives, it cannot be overturned. Whatever is Your purpose, it cannot be thwarted. So as we walk by faith and not by sight, let us be diligent in remembering this truth. As always, as in prayer, I include everything and everyone, our beautiful world, in prayer. There is so much that is happening across our globe. So much need, so much want, so much. So we ask blessings upon all sentient beings, two-legged, four-legged, winged, finned, hoofed, that each individual need may be best met in perfect and timely ways. For those that are in need of a healing of mind, body, or spirit, those that are in need of healing of their relationships, those that are in need of healing for their work situation, their finances, or whatever it is, we know that there is nothing too hard for You to do. So we surrender each and every need into the circle of prayer and know that the God whose plans cannot be thwarted or stopped knows what to do and how to do it for every situation, for every need, for every condition. For Your infinite grace, Your endless blessings, Your eternal mercies, we are ever grateful. And so it is. And so it is. So it is. Take a deep breath in as we do our movement prayer this morning. Stretch your hands towards the sky. Wiggle your fingers and affirm aloud. I open myself to the oneness of all of life. Cross your palms over your heart and affirm. I radiate love to all who I meet. Bring your hands as if in prayer in front of your lips and affirm. I speak only words that affirm the quality of life I want. Drop your hands to your sides, palms open, and affirm. I'm continuously grateful for all my blessings, seen and unseen. Bend your elbows, make small circles with your wrists, and affirm. I let go of any real or perceived shortcomings I may have. Take a deep breath in as I mute the phone for affirmations and Buddhist reflections. Repeat after me the science of mind affirmation. Today, I remember. I am one with spirit.
I am one with spirit.
I move with confidence.
I move with confidence.
In all I do.
From a place of faith.
Knowing whatever I do.
And wherever I am.
Spirit is with me. Our Buddhist reflections, if anyone has hurt or harmed me, knowingly or unknowingly,
I freely forgive them.
And I ask forgiveness.
If I have hurt or harmed anyone.
Knowingly or unknowingly, in thought, word, or deed. I forgive the past and close the door.
I forgive all and resentment is dissolved.
I forgive myself and I am at peace. I accept myself and I am free. May I feel protected and safe. Contented and at peace. May my physical body provide me with strength. May my life unfold smoothly and with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be free. May my friends be happy. May they be peaceful.
May they be free.
May those that challenge me be happy.
May they challenge me.
May they be peaceful. May they be free. May all beings be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be free. Our prayer of intention,
I am the light of God.
Within and without.
within and without,
radiating brightly.
Radiating brightly.
I am the love of God.
I am the love of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Expressing unconditionally.
Expressing unconditionally.
I am the power of God.
I am the power of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Manifesting exuberantly.
Manifesting exuberantly.
I am the presence of God.
I am the presence of God.
Within and without.
Within and without.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Eternal and unceasingly.
Our rumination for this week, Rumi says, observe the wonders around you. Feel the artistry moving through and be silent. Our closing benediction is from Lynn Sellis Robson as we continue with the various interpretations of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, Mother, who art in heaven, our Creator, you are all around us and within us. Hallowed be thy name. We praise you with many different names. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Help us live as we understand we should, from knowing you in harmony and connectedness with each other, on earth as it is in heaven, with all creatures of the earth, and with the earth and the universe itself. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us to use your resources wisely, so that we might be sustained, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Help us take responsibility when we have failed to live harmoniously, and help us understand and forgive when others let us down. And lead us not into temptation. Let us know you are well enough and that we are not tempted to live outside of your love, but deliver us from evil and empower us to work together to overcome evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. We believe that you created the world and that you will be all around us and within us forever. Amen. So, my beloveds, my closing song for you today is by a new artist that I've come across called B. Chase Williams and Shabak, and it's entitled The Power of God. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I trust you enjoyed it as much as I did. That's The Power of God by Beatrice Williams and Shabbat. My beloved, I wish you a very blessed and happy week until we come together next week for Dr. Ng's Sunday Soul Connection. Peace and blessings.